John chapter 10, 33-38. The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he said they were gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Do you say of him who the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may come to know that and continue to know that the Father is in me and I am in the Father."
Lord said, "I and the Father are one." Here the Lord asserts his deity, that he is God. The Jews took up stones in order to stone him, persecuted Christ. Although the religionists sought to take him again, he escaped out of their hands. He went beyond Jordan into the place where John the Baptist earlier had baptized him. The religious Jews had used the law to form Judaism, which has confined the chosen people of God. However, John the Baptist was absolutely separated out of Judaism because he lived in the wilderness, which was outside of Jerusalem beyond the Jordan. John the Baptist lived in the wilderness, always pointing to Christ himself. John the Baptist pointed to Christ because the age of the sheepfold was over and a new age had begun. All of the chosen people of God had to give up the fold and come to him. The testimony of John the Baptist was simply that of urging people to come out of the fold and to enter the pasture. Lord said that the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but that he came that the sheep might have life and might have it abundantly. This means that the Lord came to impart himself as life to his sheep, because he is their pasture. As long as the sheep stay in the pasture, they will have the supply of life abundantly.